This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half to the hour on Tuesday, March 30th. This is the DJV program, answering the questions, who are you, what do you stand for, what impact are you having, and what the heck are you doing here? That's the question of Jennifer Horn and Terry Keelan and Jay Kirshner. I never asked myself those questions. I don't know why. Who am I? I would let other people decide. What do you think, ladies? Should we decide who we are, or should we let other people decide who we are?
No, because other people, that's their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Their opinion is not who you are. That's just
their
perception.
If you don't know who you are, then why let other people define you?
No, that's good. So you think you've done a good job, Jennifer, of defining you? How you define yourself,
stellar.
Make you happy?
Stellar.
Well, I think this is sort of an offshoot of what I was talking about earlier, the poll with regard to how people are feeling today versus a year ago, when most people that I know were sad and angry. I don't feel that that's really the mood at the moment. They're anticipatory. I think there are a lot of things going on in the country that upset people. I think this is a time for you to believe in something. Think about what you believe in and what you don't believe in. I think for good reason, today is a day that we tip our hats to doctors. It's National Doctors' Day, annually observed, aimed at appreciating the doctors who save lives. I'm not sure how much we need to appreciate the plastic surgeons, I guess in certain circumstances. I was telling you a story about my sister. Yeah, now you do because of what you went through, yeah. And my sister, who has had several, she's now going through radiation for cancer in her lymph nodes, and she had a lot of work done on her face, and so now, you know, after the radiation is over, she'll have that work on her face. But I'm off the beaten path a little bit here. My sisters, and I have two sisters, one that's older and one that's younger, and the older sister had breast cancer about 20 years ago, maybe 25 years ago, and it seemed to be like in and out. She was in treatment and out, and there hasn't been a trace since. There isn't any cancer in my family that I know of. My younger sister has been a sun worshiper all of her life. She's never abused herself. None of us have. We've never smoked. We don't. My sister drinks wine. Both of them do. But they've never done any drugs like I have because we saw all that abuse as kids and we just
You need to rephrase that. You said
what?
They haven't done any drugs like I have.
It totally sounded like you're the druggie.
No. Like I have not done any drugs. They have also not done any drugs.
Much cancer is environmental
at
this point.
Well,
you know,
died of it and she was convinced that she got stuff from the pesticides on the farm, even though I didn't use any. You know, there were a lot of pesticides that were left over. The residue, by the way, if you didn't hear me talking about this yesterday, with regard to food and the soils that we are using to grow our food, I had my soil samples done this year. I haven't had them done for 4 or 5 years. And what came back this year was something...
Soil? I was waiting for Jen to say, oh my God, more soil talk.
Well, but I think this is indicative of what's going on because of all the lead that's in the soil and what we're doing to ourselves and how much injury, you know, and maybe business to doctors who are trying to treat all these cancers and stuff. You know, they keep talking about the advances, the medical advances.
No, in all seriousness, I know I tease you about soil talk, but in all seriousness, that is a great example of one avenue where we're all being exposed to carcinogens.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's through our food supply, it's the air we breathe, it's the radiation all around us, our cell phone towers, all of the wireless internet that we live with. It's just everywhere.
Everywhere, yep. And so, anyway, I was thinking about my sister and the doctors, and so I had that thought. Moving along, let's get into something that is certainly more on the national scene of
like
interest,
soil.
The Chauvin. Yeah, the soil, right. Now, the Chauvin trial, you want to review that, Jennifer, a little bit as to what the prosecutors are saying and what the defense attorney is saying and whether we should pay any attention to any of this, I mean, in terms
well,
of
I think we have to pay attention
guilty.
To it because there's a very big possibility that there are going to be long repercussions after this is all settled. So I think there already have been. So I think it's an important story for the country.
What
but
kind? You mean?
I think the country burned for a summer because of George Floyd's death. That tipped off kind of, not that Black Lives Matter didn't exist before George Floyd, but certainly it took on George Floyd as sort of a, I don't want to say a poster child because that kind of diminishes it, but they took him on.
He was a catalyst for sure.
And that, you know, some of it was peaceful. Other pieces of it were not. And people, you know, as much as we like to call the insurrection an insurrection, on Capitol Hill, we saw federal buildings destroyed. We saw police precincts burned down. We saw lots of devastation to American cities. So I think it's important. I think this is something that, you know, unfortunately, just part of our story. So right now, it's day two. Today will be day two of the Derek Chauvin trial. And yesterday, the prosecutor and the defense, they both laid out their opening statements, which are a roadmap to what kind of evidence is going to be put out there. So both of them laid that out. They talked about the witnesses that they will call, the video, the coroners, their medical examiners. The defense will essentially say that Chauvin was following his training and that he didn't do anything wrong and that he was going by what he had been trained for 20 years on the force and that George Floyd died because of a fatal overdose of fentanyl. They also say they have evidence and witnesses say that he took a speedball in the car and that the reason that the shop owner even called is because he was very intoxicated, not because he tried to pass a counterfeit $20 bill. The prosecutors are going to say that Derek Chauvin used excessive force. They are showing multiple angles of the video, some angles that we have never seen before. They're kind of extending the timeline, the 8 minutes into 9 minutes and some seconds start to finish of literally the death of George Floyd caught on camera. And they're going to be saying that he died of asphyxiation from the knee of Derek Chauvin on the neck of George Floyd. So that's the roadmap that was presented by both sides. The prosecution started calling witnesses yesterday. The most notable is a 911 dispatcher who was watching on street cam footage. Again, this is one of those things we talked about. I didn't know that they could do that, but apparently this 911 person had the opportunity to see what was unfolding as the calls were coming into her, and she thought it didn't seem right. She said it didn't feel right, so she called a police sergeant friend of hers to go check out the scene. She testified to that. When the defense got a hold of her, they said, well, what made this unusual? And they were starting to kind of pick apart her story. This is typical stuff
obviously,
that you'll see in these court cases.
You haven't seen The Equalizer yet, Jennifer, because this goes on every week on The Equalizer.
You know what? I have it on. It's funny. I have it on my DVR every episode, and I haven't watched it yet. So I'm going to get to it. This is what I do. Yeah. I get to it a couple of months after.
It flies by. The episode
Have you watched the first episode of Debris yet?
Oh, no. I'm up to speed on Debris except for last night's episode. Oh, no. I've been watching that. It's like homework. Yeah.
We have Tucker on with us in the next half hour, by the way. Jonathan Tucker from Debris.
I learned something about that show. I loved the show Fringe. And when I was watching the show this week, last week's episode, I was like, this reminds me so much of Fringe. And so I looked at the same producers. So it's kind of interesting.
There you go.
Was Fringe the one that Pacey was on?
Yeah. It's a great
show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's move into the World Health Organization's China report, which is a complete waste of time. Maybe we shouldn't spend any time on it because it doesn't do anything other than make a mockery of the whole reality that is COVID and where it came from. So why should we do you think people actually are taking this seriously, this report? Or doesn't everybody see through it? Anybody's got a brain? No matter what country you're in.
I feel like there are a few schools of thought. Some people will just, and people that I have talked to, like some people will just refuse to accept the idea or refuse to even entertain the idea that this could have been, you know, manufactured in a lab and then spread deliberately or accidentally. So, like, some people are so adamantly against that, and I don't understand why they have so much faith in the Chinese government. Like, I don't get that. But, so I think there's that school. You can say a million times over,
it came from the lab, and they're never going to believe it unless it's, you know, they're the people who don't even believe in the idea, maybe the possibility of UFOs or whatever. I think those are like the staunch people on one side. And then on the other, you've got like really, you know, conspiracy driven people who, you know, any little tidbit about Fauci or about, you know, this or about, you know, someone else, you know, some other animal that we've never heard of yet. And that's what was, you know, that's where it came from. Those people are clinging to every line of every report that comes out. And it seems very polarized. And then I don't know that there are a lot of people in the middle, to be honest. Like, where people are like, yeah, maybe it came from the lab, maybe it didn't. I don't know. I haven't met anybody like that yet.
The Trump administration took a lot of incoming fire for trying to insinuate that the World Health Organization was a puppet of the Chinese Communist government. And I think if we need any evidence,
it is.
I think a lot of people are like, well, maybe they are. And
the
now
White House didn't say anything about this report, right?
No.
They did.
Blinken said that there'll be no retribution towards the Chinese, but he said that the report wasn't acceptable. My question is, why in the heck are we paying millions of dollars to this sham organization, the World Health Organization? Look, I get it. I think a global source to help people coordinate an attack on viruses and things like this, I think that's helpful. That is not what the World Health Organization is.
China's doing there what they are doing everywhere else in the world, trying to inveigle themselves to control the narrative, control the information, to control the organization. And they're very successful in doing that around the world, whether people see through it or they don't see through it. The Europeans are seeing through it. The Europeans are having none of it. And the Americans, anybody's got any common sense, is having none of it. And then you kind of go from there.
It's going down the path of China versus the U.S. China, you know, when
China's
Blinken,
trying to set that up.
When Blinken said, you know, we've got obvious concerns about this report because, you know, partially because Beijing wrote it. So it's like, you know, that's showing a blatant distrust of the Chinese government. Then they're firing back at us that we're trying to bully the scientists into saying what we want it to say. So it's just, it kind of feels like the larger takeaway now is, this is heating up of U.S. versus China. And I don't know where it's going to go, but it's probably no place good.
Yeah. All right, speaking of things that are in good places, your nose is in good place if it's receiving the liquid from Clear in one nostril. Here we go. If I'm Victoria, I'm doing both sides. Let me take a deep breath and get all of that liquid up into your nose, your nostril, into your nasal cavity so that it can work effectively and naturally to get rid of anything that's in your upper airway that would be a problem for you. Flu viruses, the SARS-CoV-2 proven to be dissipated by the liquid in this little bottle. X-L-E-A-R, Clear. I think I've said it all. I think I've said it any number of times. Use it when you come in from outside to clean your sinuses. Take it with you during the day. Put it in your pocket, wherever. Maybe in the car, glove compartment of the car. It's safe. It's natural, non-addictive, non-irritative. Everybody, including your children, should have this so they can have a clear head. Get a clear head with Clear, XLEAR.com.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus, extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to...
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Victoria, Jay, and Doug. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen with What is Trending. And one of the things that's trending is Eric Clapton, but not for a bad reason. After this, you'll find out what it is.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
All right, so let's get to this. The Eric Clapton story is trending, and what's the story that's trending, Jay?
He is 76 years young. Today is his birthday. And do you know he's the only 3-time inductee in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No, I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah, once as a solo artist, and then separately as a member of the Yardbirds and of Cream.
Cream.
Nice.
Yeah, the Yardbirds were great. They were a great British group. They were just full of just crazy. Cream was a very serious place for young musicians to get involved. A group, Cream was just, it was a solid group. The Yardbirds were just kind of silly. Anyway, so that's good. I'm glad. 76 years old, still doing a lot of concerts. That'll be a neat thing. Ms. Maxwell is trending because she's been charged. Is that right, Jay?
Yes, yeah, so the latest indictment for her, it's for the sex trafficking of a 14-year-old girl in particular. She is alleged to have recruited her, groomed her, trained the underage girl to perform massages, and then that turned into sexual favors for Epstein at his Palm Beach residence. Now, she has been being held because, I mean, she has enough money and connections and history of being undetected. Yeah, so they're like, you are just too much of a flight risk. You do not get bail.
Mm-hmm. Demi Lovato is a pansexual. Have I asked this question before? what a pan is.
Yeah, it just means you love everybody.
Oh, okay.
That you don't discriminate
regardless
against,
of gender.
Yeah.
Well, I do too. So I guess I'm a pansexual.
Well, no, I mean romantically.
You sexually love everybody.
Oh, no. Right. What does that mean? Just people, or does it mean animals too? What does it mean?
No. There's a big question about the difference between bisexual and pansexual. So bisexual is you like men and women, where pansexual is men and women and everything in between. So
What's in between?
Trans groups, maybe a man who used to be a woman or vice versa, someone who's non-binary. Mm-hmm. Pansexual explains that there's not just two definitive genders.
All right, so why does she feel it's important?
She's attracted to human beings regardless of gender.
Really?
There's been questions about, she has mentioned that she's part of the LGBT community, but has never stated where she fits in. And in a recent interview, she had defined herself now.
Ah, okay. Kylie Jenner is responding to the backlash she received after asking fans to donate money to that GoFundMe page. I think we were talking about that last week, right? And still, she's taking it in the neck for that, because people were asking, why didn't she just give the money to this guy that was injured in the car accident, right?
Yes, she was saying that though she worked with him once upon a time, it's not like she was actually friends with him, so she wasn't going to just pay for everything. She was trying to do a nice deed. But if you're going to donate and you're not going to donate that much money when you have billions of dollars, then just donate and don't say anything about it. Don't bring attention
to yourself. Keep quiet. 28 after the hour.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the 6-piece set, you'll get 2 hand and 2 bath towels, as well as 2 washcloths, plus free shipping. Each 6-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for 1 low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for 1 low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take 2 tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
With the Ever Given freed and on the move, the spotlight is now likely to turn to the investigation of how the vessel got wedged in the Suez Canal, leading to billions of dollars in losses globally. A high-ranking canal pilot working for the Suez Canal Authority said 2 pilots aboard the Ever Given were both senior chief pilots with 30-plus years of experience. Teachers from the San Diego Unified School District are teaching migrant children in person. San Diego County Supervisor Jim Desmond says San Diego teachers are teaching migrant children in person, but the 100,000 students of taxpaying families at San Diego Unified School District are stuck in Zoom school. A fire that started at 9:15 a.m. on Monday in South Dakota has destroyed at least 2 homes and several outbuildings. Officials said between 400 and 500 homes have been evacuated in Rapid City as around 250 firefighters are fighting the blaze. Mount Rushmore National Park has been temporarily closed due to high winds and low moisture levels. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With all the rains over the weekend in Tennessee, the first NASCAR dirt race at Bristol Motor Speedway was bumped back to Monday. Joey Logano holds off Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Denny Hamlin in an overtime restart win in the inaugural dirt race at Bristol Motor Speedway. Ricky had to settle for second place.
Our Kroger Camaro was really good on the long run. Needed a little bit more NOS energy drink for the restarts. I just couldn't get going. Couldn't get the turn in the race car that we needed, but we made a ton of adjustments, and we kind of went back and forth overnight of what we were going to do. Larson and I came out and hung with the track crew. Steve Swift and the boys did a great job of, you know, getting this thing raceable today with all the rain and all the challenges that they had. But, man, we had a blast. Obviously, the start of the race, I was terrible with a green racetrack and, you know, a little bit moisture in it, but as it blew off, we kind of got back to where we were in practice and felt really good with it. So a good way to go into the off week. I'm going to go run my sprint car with my dad this weekend. Hope everybody has a good Easter and go get some NOS energy drink at Kroger.
Next weekend, NASCAR heads down to Virginia for the Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 500 in Martinsville. The 2021 Major League Baseball season gets underway Thursday. Tuesday, we'll have seven spring training games starting at 12.05 p.m. Eastern as the Pirates and Twins go at it. There will be a late game Tuesday night out west. SoCal rivals Angels and Dodgers are set to get at it at 9.10 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Looking to get onto the road to wellness? Start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play. Or you can find the Good Day Health Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast. Okay, all right. It's 34 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, the Lego announcement this week, ladies. Did you see it? The most detailed space shuttle that they have put together. It's the 40th anniversary of the first space shuttle launch. So LEGO is releasing a new space shuttle Discovery, which is in collaboration with NASA. I noticed this past weekend. I was down on the Space Coast, and I think I said earlier how much activity is there because of all of the various projects that are going to SpaceX. All the platforms seem to be busy all the time. So cool. Now, LEGO says as of Friday, you can buy this new Space Shuttle Discovery set for $200. It has 2,354 pieces, including three that are newly designed pieces for the windscreen, the payload bay, 108 drum lacquered silver pieces. This is perfect for Miles. What's the normal age?
It might
age
be a little
range?
Advanced. I don't know. I'm thinking it might be a little advanced for him. Usually something this intricate with 200 pieces, yeah. Maybe really? maybe he and his dad can do it together. It might be one of those, you know, parental.
I get him all his space stuff all the time.
And he loves, loves, loves it. And he's done really well. He made me a Lego of me. So, yeah, this, I think he might
Were
be
you
a,
next
I don't know,
to a cow. Talking. Does he have a Lego
cow? He hasn't put that yet. I'm saving that for Tucker's kids, as a matter of fact. Jonathan Tucker, who is the star, or the lead, as he puts it, in NBC's new program. It's not new anymore. It's been out for a month now. The show is called Debris. It is about a hollowed alien spacecraft. I think that's what it's about. You know, sometimes, Tucker, when we're talking about these things, people are trying to figure out, there's a lot of stuff. I was looking at some of the reviews for the show as it has progressed in the first month. And what people are trying to figure out, they couldn't, you know how all these critics are. You're used to critics analyzing your work, and they, at first, if they don't get it right away, then what are the, you know, okay, we don't understand what's going on. You think after 4 weeks that people really, I think your ratings keep going up, so does that mean that more and more people are understanding what's going on?
Oh, you know, I think people will, if they watch the whole season, will get to the end of the season and feel like they have absolutely no idea what they just watched with the twist that we put at the end.
Well, you said that last week when you were here, that it'll come at the end of the season, you won't know. But you haven't shot the end of it yet, right?
No, we're shooting the end right now.
Yeah, this is the last episode that you're shooting now?
That is correct. So we are...
Are you on the set
now? I have the advanced knowledge.
Yeah, well, of course.
I am on the way.
You're on your way to the set. Okay. So the story last night, what we originally, when we started doing about this, thinking about doing this, we were going to talk about the episode from the night before. It seems that everybody goes to bed except me before the episode airs, so they watch it the next night. I'm talking about the ladies who are here. Jennifer is off to the other station in Los Angeles, but Victoria is here, and Jay is here. And I don't think they've talked to you since the first time you were on. And so they both become fans, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, ladies. How would you describe what you think is going on? Victoria, you can start, and maybe you quiz Tucker about some of the things you don't understand.
Well, hi, Jonathan, and congrats on such a cool show. This is, I've been, you know, I'm on binge burnout completely since the pandemic, and my husband and I have been struggling to find a show that we can watch together, and Debris has become our show, so thank you for that, because we really needed it. I kind of got into the X-Files, like, way late, way after everybody else, and I love, like, little bits and pieces of Debris kind of takes me back to X-Files, but I also love how stoic your character is, and I can't wait to learn more about him, because I feel like your co-host, your co-star, Finola, we know a lot about her backstory now, but we don't know as much about you, so I'm excited to see where that goes, and just, like, in general... The magnitude of the Debris is so fascinating. So I'm very intrigued by that aspect. And I also, you know, Doug and I have talked about this. We talk about pollution and things like that. This is the ultimate pollution story. This is another planet that has completely polluted our planet. So I think there's so many cool things going on with it. I can see why you were probably really attracted to this project.
That pollution thing is actually really interesting. I have never thought about that. Nobody's ever said that. And I think there's something really, something fun to kind of explore about that. You know, other people's trash or garbage.
Right.
And, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure sort of thing. I like the sci-fi genre because it gives you a lot of possibilities. Nothing is fully fixed here on Earth, and it's a helpful reminder to be reminded of that in this sort of a context.
Right.
So, Jay, what are you taking away? Jay's another one who has, she's got a small baby, so every time she goes to bed, but she's been catching up, I think, on the show.
Yeah, I'm usually a day late, but I just get a kick out of it. Do you get to sit in the writer's room with them when they come up with all of these different aspects of what this alien debris is doing to Earth? Because I just don't understand how anybody could come up with so many different things with this.
Yeah, you know, the creator of the show, Joel Weinman, who created Fringe, and worked on Lost and worked on a number of other really fun sci-fi shows. One of the other shows he created was called Almost Human. And I remember where I was when I watched that pilot because I was like, God, the creative mind behind this thing is something else. And I remember looking him up. And then when the script came, this opportunity to do the show presented itself, I remembered specifically looking up his name because I had been so impressed with his work before. And Joel has not only mapped out the entire first season, he's also mapped out the next four. And I hope we have the opportunity to tell them.
Some optimism there. Yeah. That's cool. I'm glad that's happening.
You know, you want to be able to put all this stuff together. You know, they've all got to be pieces of a puzzle. Things that you think don't matter will come back around to mean something significant in the future. And things that you think are super important might just be a setup for something else.
So this secretive international agency that you are a part of, is it just you and your partner and the people who are your handlers? Is that it, or is this a wide-ranging? We don't know that yet, I guess.
It's no. I think we know it's pretty wide-ranging. I just don't think we've gotten the chance to have that built out yet. But it's going to start getting built out. Last night's episode, I think, was episode 5, I think.
Yes. Yep.
And the show really starts to – the show will now start to really take off, no pun intended.
It takes off because we can define – Victoria made a good point, and I hadn't thought about this. Your character, we don't know really anything about. We know squat about Brian, and she was right about Fenona. We know a lot about her, so why is that – obviously, that's purposeful on the showrunner's part, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're gonna get to see why Brian is so reserved and closed off and goal oriented in the upcoming. There's really one episode that's a pivotal episode to reveal a good chunk of Brian's backstory, and I think this whole first season is really. It's really like an origin story. It's a tee up for the next few seasons. Right. And you'll see that as the season concludes.
I don't know how to do this because sometimes people like Victoria yells at me when I do a spoiler.
Don't yell at you. Oh no, I was okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna yell at you.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
No.
Right.
So my one request, Jonathan, please do not tell Doug anything, because he is the worst spoiler of all time. Like, we beg him, don't spoil the movie that you just saw. We haven't seen it yet. Don't spoil this, don't spoil that. And he always does. He takes pride in it. I think it's middle child syndrome. He needs to be heard at all costs. Please, 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 we love Debris. Do not tell him anything that we cannot all see.
Well, yeah, you know, fair. I mean, when you put this much effort into a show like this, you know, folks sometimes forget. This has been, you know, we've been at this now for over a year. You know, we shot the pilot a year ago in March. We came back in September, and it's, you know, it's hundreds of people spending, you know, 15 hours a day, 5-6 days a week. And their families and all of the efforts it takes to kind of build out those sort of support teams, the whole post-production facility and work down in Los Angeles, special effects. So, you know, everybody's given up a lot to put the show together. The thing you don't want to do is, like, let the cat out of the bag. So,
right.
You know,
so
we
just
take it
watch what you
pretty seriously,
Doug.
Too.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, as seriously as the whole story is set up, as thoughtfully as each piece is put together or offers a piece of the puzzle, you don't want everyone to know exactly what's, you want things to be a surprise.
Right, right.
But you trust me, don't you?
you'd be mistaken if you do.
I trust you with my life and my family. I'm not going to trust you with the redacted pages of the final episode.
Oh,
good choice.
Oh, those, yeah, right, exactly.
So I've got one more quick question. One question. So,
yeah.
So it looks like every episode you've had a lot of just weather to deal with. And it looks like there's lots of mud on the boots, and it looks like maybe Barber is sponsoring your jackets. It looks like they have you kind of outfitted for, it looks very wet Canadian kind of weather. Is that something that has kind of slowed down shooting at times? Like, is the atmosphere, is the weather a real problem? Because it kind of comes across very wet.
It's an opportunity to be your very best when people are cold and wet. How about that? How's that?
Right. Okay. It looks that way.
All right. I want to know, we have a minute or so left. I want to know how they get the, remember, I think I asked you a couple of weeks ago about the big pile, that circle around the town, the big debris. Is that all? And the bus last night, it comes from one dimension to another. You know, how do you set all of that stuff up? Where does that, how does that get done?
Well, I'm sure I could ask you some similar technical question about your beautiful radio show, Dudley, since I don't know much about radio. But, you know, I show up at 6 in the morning and there's a huge
bus from New Jersey
sitting on some, so there's some huge bus in, from New Jersey that's all wrecked up and smoking and steaming, and I come in there, I go, wow, this looks pretty great. Let's shoot this thing.
So, that must be so cool. Thankfully, that's very cool.
There's a lot of people who put a lot of thought and effort into these things so that, you know, a dummy like me can just walk onto a stage or a set and play. And it's a lot of fun, and the stakes and the budgets are part of the benefits of, you know, of the job, because actors want to play with big, fun things. And, you know, we all start out as actors playing imagination stuff, you know, imaginary games and, you know, putting on other people's clothes, you know, in a closet to, you know, play different characters. And the hope is that you get to, as, you know, as I just said, is see a huge New Jersey bus in the middle of nowhere and not have to ask all the questions of how it got there.
Right. I'd be the one who asked the questions how to get there. One of the reviewers said the show balances ambiguity with humanity. The first episodes of this show, eye-catching cast of players who are more than comfortable doing what they do. I thought that was kind of, there's been some really good reviews. You should be proud. I know you are. I'm proud of you. Just because I think in the second son syndrome, I like to see both my sons doing well, and that seems to be the case. So until next week, or until we until we can find you again, Jonathan Tucker, the star of Debris on NBC Monday nights at 10 o'clock, and it's on, what did you say? It's on Peacock and Hulu too, right?
That's right. Yeah, you can stream it the next day.
Next day. All right, so, and Victoria, you could stream it if you hadn't already.
Oh, I have a DVR. I'm good. Yep.
All right, Tucker, get back to work. Thank you. 49 after the hour on the DJV program, thinking about your nose, thinking about how you start your day every day by getting the bacteria, the pollution, the allergens off of your face and out of your teeth, because you brush your teeth, you wash your face. So now let's pass that same baton to your nose using the Navage system. Navage, no questions asked, guarantee of satisfaction. It's a little plastic container with batteries, and you put the all-natural solution in it and blow it into your nose, and bingo. You got a healthy way to start the day. Navage.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I'm only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
All right, 53 after the hour here on the Tuesday, March 30th DJV program. There's another birthday to celebrate. Yet another actor reaching a milestone. This guy's older than you think he is. We'll get to it right after this.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Last pickup is at 7? Dee, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sunita's online tie company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. With the Easy Change 30-second oil change system and standard mulch control to control your clippings without any extra effort. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a new Z300 Series zero-turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Last pickup is at 7? Dee, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Da-dun, another movie on the brink, if you will. All right, so we have the theme from Dick Tracy to celebrate what, Charles?
Warren Beatty turns, believe it or not, Doug, 84 years old today.
Yeah, is he still active?
I gotta look at his IMDb page. Known for movies like Shampoo, Reds, which is a big movie back in the day, especially at the Oscars. Bugsy, Heaven Can Wait. He did Dick Tracy 1 year after the success of Batman. I thought he was a good Dick Tracy. I got to be honest. I don't like, I'm not a big fan of Warren Beatty. Just, you know, when I watch a movie, I have to relate myself to the actor, see myself as that person to some extent. I don't see myself anything like Warren Beatty. He's just very, he's sort of an aloof personality that I can't really get into.
I'm not a big, I wouldn't go out of my way. There are some actors and actresses you go out of your way to see everything that they do. He's not one of those, at least not for me.
I can't think of anything except Dick Tracy that I've ever even seen him in. Oh, no, I saw he was good in Bugsy Siegel when he played Bugsy Siegel. He was good.
Yeah, I mean, listen, his career spans 60 years.
You never saw Bonnie and Clyde, Victoria?
No, I never saw
that one.
Mm-mm. I'm surprised. Yeah. All right, so anyway, Chuck, we got his birthday taken care of.
I think I know the ending. That's probably why I didn't watch it.
Hey, I want to bounce off this story. Sylvester Stallone announced yesterday that he's writing a treatment for a Rocky prequel series that he'll sell to streaming. I'm very mixed on that. Personally,
why is he selling it to streaming? Why didn't he just sell it and make a movie? Why is he going to sell it to streaming?
Because he wants to do a 10-part streaming series episodically, which will cast an actor. Well, the story would take place in the 1960s, so it would be Rocky in his teenage years. I got to be honest, I do not need to see that.
No,
yeah, I don't need to see that.
Well, is that a takeoff on the Rock doing it for, telling his story in a sense? Although this wouldn't be true.
Listen, in terms of prequels, Godfather 2 was amazing, but I don't like prequels in general. I don't need to know what the characters did when they were kids. It doesn't interest me.
Yeah, I agree with that. And when Rocky first started, we already knew his situation. You know,
right? And I don't need to see Rocky before Adrian. I just think creatively it's a mistake, but he'll probably do it.
All right. So, are you surprised that Halle Berry is going to be on the same set with Mark Wahlberg? I didn't think they were necessarily. Although she did the James Bond thing. So the movie is called Our Man from Jersey. Have you heard about this, Victoria?
I did not.
No,
you're not,
I haven't.
Victoria.
Only what you're reading is the only thing I know about it. But Halle Berry, though, is, I follow her on Instagram. She is in the gym every day. Talk about a buff, buff body. She can do any action film, absolutely. Hmm. So if that's what this is about, then it's probably a good fit.
It was described as a blue-collar James Bond movie written by the guy who did Designated Survivor.
Okay.
But that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I wish it wasn't going to be on Netflix because I want to watch it, and I don't see too much stuff on Netflix unless it's on the airplane. So, I don't know. I think these guys are shooting themselves in the foot. At least they should. An action flick like this needs to be on a big screen. Period. End of story. Right, Chucker?
I agree, Doug. Good day.
Thank you. Good that he agreed.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.